There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living, the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with the Dish. I'm John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including The Sunday, our weekly news magazine, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on...
The Saturday!
The Saturday! Trish McCrone, my beautiful co-host. Good to have you here. What's happening with
you? Did you miss me last week?
I did. I miss you every week. I miss you all those days when we're not in here, and those times in this day when you're not with me also, and all the time in between. From here to the end of the black hole in space and all of the distance in that space.
So you don't care at all about me. I'm just kidding.
I can't think of any more metaphors. From here to the bottom of the ocean.
I was gone. I was in Nashville for the CMA Fest, which is a very big deal, I found out.
Nashville and country music are both big deals, yeah?
Like, it is basically the Woodstock of country music. It is the...
All right. I saw some of the photos of it, and we were in kind of intermittent contact. What brought you back there? What was the deal?
Well, Neil McCoy, our former guest and dear friend, was performing there.
Awesome.
And then my friend, who you also know very well, Nicole Paxson, lives there. Shout out to Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was there, Marla, and it just, you know, kind of met people through her. And so it was really, really fun. We went back there for the, and, you know, it was great because I'd never been to Nashville, believe it or not. And I really only went to the LP Field, which is the big, like, 80,000 seat place that I didn't realize how big it was. But everywhere you go in Nashville and on street corners, everywhere, they have some sort of stages going on and some sort of performances going on. So literally people start at 9:30 in the morning. Obviously that was not me. But and you know, every you go up and down Broadway, which is kind of like their, you know, their idea of their strip, I guess you could say. And in every awesome little bar is this just talented band. I mean, it was just everywhere you went, there was music, and it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I had a blast, other than the fact that the two games that I was there, my Cleveland Cavaliers did not win. And of course, I literally was just glued to the television during those times. But it was funny. I walked into a bar, and everyone had on Cleveland shirts. It was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, how did I not know where you guys were when we were watching the game? But the people in Nashville were really fun. But once again, it's one of those situations where I come back to Vegas to diet and detox.
And heat it up, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. And first of all, this heat is really, I'm usually gone at this point.
It's here.
Yeah. I use this it's about the here. Time I usually take off for my Montana summer, and I'm not. So
it is heating up here. And I wanted to talk about a little bit about the hoops because I've been holding on to a story. I haven't even written this one. I wrote it years ago. I wrote about this years ago when I was still living in California. But when I was in high school, the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings are the teams of Northern California, the NBA teams. And before the Kings moved to Sacramento, the Warriors were it. The first NBA game I ever saw was the Warriors. And we followed them through all my youth and everything. I saw them beat the Celtics one year. I saw them beat the Lakers one year. They had their moments. Well, the greatest Warrior ever is Rick Barry, who played with the team in the mid-70s, and he was part of the 1975 championship team. He's one of the great. He was Larry Bird before Larry Bird, one of the great players ever. His oldest son was Scooter Barry, who's my age. Scooter was in high school at De La Salle High School in Concord, California, and Rick Barry hosted a basketball camp every year at Sonoma State University in Rohnert Park. And I used to go to this, me and my teammates when I was in high school would go to this basketball camp. Rick Barry was a big name. Yeah. It was just right after his retirement. And you have Scooter Barry, John Barry, Drew Barry, and Brent Barry. Those are the four Barry boys. John Barry was a commentator, and he played in the league too for the Kings, but he was a commentator for ESPN on the NBA Finals. And all these guys had basketball history. Well, Scooter went on to play at Kansas and won a national championship. Before all that happened, we were teammates for two straight years on the Rick Barry basketball camp league team. We were the guys. Scooter got to be the captain the first year I was there. He got to pick first, and he picked me. The second year, he didn't pick first, but he told those guys, his friends, he goes, I want John Katz from Chico to be on my team. We became friends in those 2 years.
So you're that they won.
I'm happy. I am happy because it's been a long drought, not as long as what the Cleveland fans have been through.
More like never.
It was really heartening to see the people of Northern California get a championship in basketball, which hasn't happened in a very long time.
But it would have been more heartening for the Ohio people. Yes. But I have a question. Do you think if we would have had Love and Irving healthy, do you think that we would have won?
It's very hard to say. It would have been a very, it would have been a much more competitive game, series, and probably would have gone 7 games. But I'll tell you, Steve Kerr is a very good coach. He would have figured out a way to
but still, I mean, with our bench, we still did great. That's all I'm going to say. I'm proud of you, Cleveland. And Jeff Timmons and I have both been giving props to LeBron James on
great effort by the greatest player of his generation.
He is.
The
best team
in
all world.
Best team of this season won it. So the all
but he should have been MVP. I don't care what anybody says. He should have been MVP.
No,
that's
a separate conversation.
All right.
Not on a losing team. Can't be most valuable.
Yes, you can. All right.
Speaking of valuable. Up next, we have Josh Bell, my colleague, reviewing films. And then after that, we have two of our favorites, the Skating Erratas from V, the Ultimate Variety Show. They're also on the NBC contest show, I Can Do That, which airs Tuesday at 10 p.m. on Channel 3. They're going to talk about their experience on that program. So stick around. I know we will.
I'm Gregory Popovich from Popovich Comedy and Pet Theater, and you are listening to Cats with the Dish.
First day of school, very, very exciting. I was up late last night figuring out a new plan. Here it is. Fear. I need a list of all the possible negative outcomes on the first day at a new school.
Way ahead of you there. Does anyone know how to spell meteor?
Disgust. Make sure Riley stands out today, but also blends in.
That's Amy Poehler as the voice of Joy, one of the personifications of a young girl's emotions in the new Pixar animated movie Inside Out. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. When Joy and Sadness, voiced by Phyllis Smith, get lost, they have to return to the emotional control room of 11-year-old Riley. Their journey is a bright, creative adventure that will entertain kids, but it also features a surprisingly mature message about the value of sadness. Like the best Pixar movies, Inside Out combines kid-focused fun with deeper themes that adults will appreciate. I give Inside Out 3.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the indie comedy drama Dope, about a group of inner city teens who get caught in the crossfire between dangerous criminal elements.
What up?
Are you AJ?
No, that's my dad.
I need to speak to him. It's about boys club.
Right. Well, my dad's at his office for like a couple hours, but y'all can hang out here until he gets back if you want.
Geeky high school senior Malcolm, played by newcomer Shameik Moore, has to fend off dangerous characters when he ends up with a backpack full of drugs meant for someone else. Writer-director Rick Famuyiwa works against cliches, mixing winning comedic moments with serious life-or-death situations, often at the same time. I give Dope 3.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are a couple of real wheeler dealers on this strip, baby. They became known to us first when Absinthe opened at Caesar's Palace. That was a hell of a night. 2 standing ovations in like 5 minutes.
And we all thought we were dying.
And
listening,
we met
watching them
in ballet that night. Remember that?
Yes, we did. Yeah. And we attacked. Rabid dogs.
They have since moved to V, the Ultimate Variety Show at V Theater at Miracle Mile Shops. At Planet Hollywood, that's part of the Sax Productions empire, and currently they are being featured on the NBC contest show I Can Do That, which airs 10 p.m. Tuesdays on Channel 3 here in Las Vegas. They debuted last week and are paired with Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Dolls and Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. They are back next week and here to talk all about it, the Skating Erratas, Victor and Jenny. Thanks for coming back, guys.
Yay! Hi, everyone.
Hello,
everybody. So happy to be here again.
I know you guys are back. And I said this the first time that you were on, that Katz and I were there in the audience opening night of Absinthe.
First time we ever saw you.
First time we ever saw you guys. And we sat there, and where we were sitting, it was the wind people look them up online just to see what they do. The wind velocity coming at us from you in the air spinning so fast was insane. Like, we honestly, I not only was I gripped, but I was slightly fearful for my life. Because I thought you might come whipping out at our faces at any second.
I've never seen a short act get multiple standing ovations.
I will say it now. I will say it again. Yeah. Katz and I looked at each other, and we both said it. It was the most incredible specialty act we had ever seen live in our lives. I think it translated well on television as well. But I mean, to actually, for the first time ever, knowing what you do, I'd never seen anything like it. Seeing it live was it was literally scary and exciting. It was like a rush of emotions. It was one of the coolest live experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, amazing. It's unfortunate you guys can't watch yourselves all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Too bad you guys don't see how amazing it is. So now, we talked about this the last time, how you guys got involved in all this. Now, how did it, you are currently in V, the Ultimate Variety Show, so you do this all the time. Yep. You perform like crazy above the audience.
Around 500 shows a year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And
it's crazy.
For those people that don't know, kind of like explain what it is for those people who haven't seen it yet.
Think of trying to do the toughest figure skating, pair figure skating tricks on a kitchen table of 6 feet wide in diameter, because that's all we have is 6 feet.
And on roller skates.
And on roller skates.
Which are much heavier.
Which are heavier than ice skates, but we're doing like these figure skating stunts where Jenny's hooked onto my neck and I'm spinning her and then I'm throwing her up and down, almost hitting her head. Nightly, twice a night.
Going 60 miles an hour.
Something like that.
Yeah, and but I've never seen anybody on ice skates do the amount of intensity that you guys do.
There are some, you know, there are tricks that we've derived from ice skating. So we've seen people do it like that on the ice, but we've never seen those kind of tricks all together on the table with the act, how it's put
very
together.
Very intense. And
yeah, in such a short amount of time too, because we don't want the people to have 1 second to relax. That's our motto.
We don't.
Keep them nervous. Yeah.
And you guys are very sexy and the music is sexy and you obviously are, you know, a married couple that is in love, and so you guys have natural chemistry anyway.
Yeah,
that it's like, I mean, it's sexy, it's scary. I mean, it literally is just you are on your toes from the
Thank
second
you.
Watching
Thank
you guys you. Are so incredible. Now, the premise behind I Can Do That, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Cheryl Burke. I love you, CB. That she is one of six celebrities, and every week there is an act that comes out, and it's Joe Jonas and Nicole Scherzinger, who end up doing this with you, as we found out in this past week's show, that they have a week to learn your talent. So it's basically that I Can Do That. So I mean, I have seen them do Blue Man Group. I've seen them go Harlem Globetrotters, different things that they have done. I can kind of see how if you're coordinated and you practice hard enough, you can get it. There is no way on this planet I could think that even the most skilled roller skater could do what you do in 1 week. So the first day of training, what was that like?
Well, it's even, you know what's funny? It goes a little bit behind the first day of training, because when NBC approached us to do the show, we had a lot of talking to do. We didn't know we could do it, and we told them that on the way in.
Yeah,
We
said, we're going to go for it. We're going to wing it.
You might make it.
Yeah, the NBC said, look, guys, we love your act, but we would love you to try and do this with celebrities. I said, I would love to try and get somebody to do it with me. Maybe I spin a girl around. Maybe I can spin two girls around. I kept talking about me holding someone. And then they said, no, we want you to see if you can do your act with somebody else and have them do a trick too or two. And I said, well, I really don't know. So it was in the air from the very beginning. Joe and Nicole have been absolutely outstanding. Joe's father was a roller skating disco champion in the 80s.
Oh my gosh, the Joe Bros dad was an...
Yeah.
Yep.
I love
you
that.
You can win a championship.
That's something I did not know.
Yeah. Disco roller skating.
Wow, I know exactly.
Should be an Olympic event.
LeBron might have won that one.
We should have him on this.
The NBC safety team has been my best friend and worst enemy for the last
week.
Oh my
God.
They keep coming to me and saying, you're not going to do that
what
with them,
be
are
possible,
you?
They go,
you're not really
going to
do that act.
Happen?
And I go, yes, we are. That's the deal. I said, I'm here to do it.
But now, I mean, let's be honest about everything. Not too long ago, doing the act that you guys have done, 500 shows now in
a year,
V,
yeah.
Before, I mean, a year before you, not counting all of the countless other times you've done it, about a year or so ago, you guys had a accident that kept you guys out of the show for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about what happened there? I know we talked about it last time for those people that didn't hear it.
We actually had a new noose for the neck trick, the last trick of the act.
Yes, literally they have a thing around his neck, and she's, what are you holding on with?
I'm holding with my hands
around her neck.
My neck.
And she's spinning, corkscrewing, and they're spinning like 150 miles an hour, it seems. And
parallel
what happens?
To the ground.
And what happened? Parallel
going
happened.
Going in circles at high velocity.
What happens one of those
and
days?
And there's a noose involved.
And the noose was too small, really. And it choked.
Not the kind of problem you want with your noose.
It choked you out.
It just choked me. There's a spot on your neck if you displace it. I just passed out. I blacked out, and I landed on the women's laps, and I said, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." I'm like, "Okay, high five. That's all."
I remember you saying that when it was going on, you felt that she went limp.
Yeah, she went limp, and I tried to grab her, but it was too late. And
it was a split second, she slipped out,
and I fractured my jaw on the stage by hitting the stage so hard, because once she flew away, all the speed from the centrifugal force threw me to the ground and threw her in the air.
But I mean, she could have smacked someone in the head with those roller skates and killed
them. We had an angel on our shoulder that night, for sure.
Well, that underscores how, I mean, even the most expert performers.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So
when you talk about the risk, that is a real risk. So you're inviting someone who doesn't have any experience.
Oh yeah, we're risking it. We told them this.
Yeah, that's what's amazing.
We're risking, but a couple days we performed with the helmets and full equipment for elbows, knees, to train the stunts. First of all, it was slow speed, and then as we trained, we picked up speed faster and trained them very hard, you know.
But they were right up. Okay, because if I am one of those celebrities and I see this act up here, you guys doing your act, I don't care what my background is. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't do that. Like, I'm sorry. This is not the name of the show, but I cannot do that, and I will not do that. I mean,
that's what the rest of celebrities said. Four of them.
The ones that value their lives.
The thing is, Nicole Scherzinger, very brave, fearless girl, and she said, "Whatever it takes, I wanna do."
Well, the first day she was terrified.
The first day she couldn't skate. She was just like, "Oh my god!" And she would
when she saw the act too, baby,
roll.
And she couldn't roller skate, period?
No.
Oh, man.
Period. Well, she did roller skate a couple of years ago, but I feel like she was pretending she couldn't roller skate to maybe not do it. And then I said, and then I saw her skate around, and I go, "You've been skating before." And she goes, "Yeah, about 4 years ago." And I said, "Well, don't pretend you can't skate, because I can already see you can skate."
And then we said, "Look, it's like smacking that celebrity down.
She was like, "No, but we were serious with her."
She was giving herself an out in case she couldn't do it.
I said to don't play
confidence,
around.
Confidence, you know? We said, okay, it's everything you had. You have to just do it. Just trust.
And then she was,
build that
and then
trust
she's all in.
Between Vittorio, Nicole, and Joe. So they always been training and look at each other and just, you know, a lot of trust. Wow. Mentally,
I can tell you something. It's when this show is over, like, me and Jenny looked at each other and we go, we don't think we'll ever do it again. Because by chance, if nothing goes wrong.
Too much pressure.
If nothing goes wrong by chance, it'll be a miracle. And if it goes right, it's still a miracle.
Yeah.
So there's two miracles.
Wow, so this isn't going to lead to any kind of a training program for you guys.
Well, I mean, basically, you guys know, but we don't know as the studio, as the audience. Like, I purposely, when I see Cheryl do, like, you know, when she gets her things, I never want to contact her and say, because I don't want to know. I want to watch it the next week. So we don't know if they can do it, you know, or what level they are doing it, what they can do it as. So, I mean, but I have to say, when I heard that you guys were going to be on the show, I just couldn't believe it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We
had very dramatic rehearsal. Just dress rehearsal.
They're dramatic, yeah.
I would think of practice, they fell a lot. Did anyone get hurt?
We can't really, I mean.
You can't say,
we
I know.
We can't.
Yeah, we really can't, because it's, unfortunately, that's next week's episode.
Okay, yes, we can't say.
It's really being showed on camera.
So it's extreme.
And I'll tell you something. Joe and Nicole and me and Jenny, we all looked at each other and we said, if we're going to do this, let's just do it. Let's not complain.
Yeah.
And we all had agreed right there and then. We said, we won't ever do this again, but let's just do it now.
to say
that we've done it. Because in life, you can have no regrets.
Well, I would think it has to be a bonding experience. Have you all stayed in touch?
And we have.
It's kind of like, I would think that the four of you, I mean, obviously the two, but that you both would be close still with Nicole and Joe because of, you know, literally you defied death with them.
Yeah, we exchanged numbers pretty quickly and they were like, guys, just let us know when you're in LA.
We'll celebrate that performance on skates, like, rollers, roller skaters. And then we went out.
No, he said Wheels of Glory.
Wheels of Glory.
Blades of Glory. That's funny. That's funny. So now you guys have been doing this for a very, very long time. And again, it's going to kind of repeat a little bit to what we said. But what is interesting to me is I think that comes into your trust factor, the fact that you guys are married. But is it also kind of a plus but a little bit of a minus that you are literally have each other's lives in your hand? Like, you guys are together all the time and you're doing this. I mean, it is... I mean, does it cause for bickering, or do you think that it's a best that you guys are married? I mean, how if you were going to say a partnership,
what's I think stage has united us somehow. Even we have some, you know, it's normal sometimes to argue or something. We on stage.
Sometimes being very friendly.
Yes.
We're human beings.
I'm trying to be nice and say if you guys are mad at each other, you get into a fight at home over the dishes, and the next thing you know, literally you hold her life in your hands when you're swinging her around. So.
Yeah, so Jenny will say to me, if we're having a hard time, I'll say, and then she'll get more angry when I say this. I say, don't wish it was easier. Let's get better. And it's a silly saying sometimes, but like the best athlete has to zone out. I try to get us to zone out when we're training and just pretend we're not married, because you have to. Partners. If it's too personal, I feel sorry for her and she'll feel sorry for me. So as any athlete at the top of the game wants to do, we really try to zone out, do those shows, do those 500 shows a year, the best that we can, 150% every night. People in V stand up almost every night. We meet every audience member after every show. We hug them, we kiss them, we take photos with them, because that's why we do it. We love to show people the best of what we can do. And that's the most important part. Because marriage is the most important part apart from work. But when we're in work, it's work and it's not marriage.
Wow. It kind of translates. Marriage is a lot of trust, the same like in an act. Just blind trust. Yeah. Don't have any
doubts.
Yeah, you can't, not with what you do.
Athletes have said that being in the zone is thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
Is that what it is like for
exactly.
you guys? Nothing.
On stage, it's...
When you're doing that, is
you
there...
You can't, if her head goes, so her head's 1 inch from the floor every night, twice a night. If you think about it, technically, you can't do it. Your body won't allow you to.
Yeah.
You'll tense in a different way, and then that it could be the difference of that 1 inch.
So it's nothingness in a way that you just... You've trained it so many hours, and then you just go, now I'm doing it, and nothing's stopping me, and we are in the zone.
Have you ever had it happen where you guys are not, if you're in a disagreement before the show, let's say you're arguing about something or whatever, like all couples do, you do the act. Does that bond you? Do you reset your mood after the act, and everything is okay?
Get the mood back over to get back to the argument.
No, it's actually sometimes. Kind of healing that relationship. We kiss in the end, and then when I'm really, really angry, I'm not kissing him
kiss
in the end. That's the difference, audience.
That
if you're going
to
see me not kissing.
That annoys me.
Hand up.
I was like, no.
I said to her, that is unprofessional. That is a part of the act and you have stolen it from me. And she goes, no, you're an ass today and I'm not kissing you probably all week.
Oh my God, I love you even more than I did when you came in. That is amazing.
Then he would force me in the act to kiss him and I would force not. So it's kind of
it was
look
an
stands.
Awkward moment.
Did you get a kiss act or a slap act?
Yeah, watch out for the awkward moment at the end.
That shows you about men, the difference between men and women. I don't care if you just literally had our lives in your hands and you saved our lives. If we are angry, that grudge will not go away until we are ready.
It's cold as ice.
Hallelujah. Cold that's as ice. Right.
Well, in this show, you're training people. I mean, it's rare for you to train,
feel. Have you ever trained anybody
to do this anyway, right?
Well, I'll give you a little back history when I've had to train two other
we
girls.
Oh, that's
do
right.
It.
You
let's
had other partners.
Let's Dish and I. We want
to
do the act.
But I also trained a guy because at one point I wanted to do a double guy, double girl act. And I trained another guy and another girl to work with me. And it worked for temporarily. But long term, it was unsustainable because you need to have the love of what we do in this business to continue long term. So I did like a 6-month season with a Hungarian pro skater and a Hungarian pro skater girl. And we did a few contracts, but it ended very quickly because, like I said, that hunger and that fire is what keeps it going for years and years and years. I've been skating since I'm 8 years old and my wife now since 8 years together, nonstop. So that long term is the problem. Short term, I know I can do it. I can do it regularly if I wanted to. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of nerves, but I could do it. And because of the context of the show, like you said, the show's amazing. It's a hit. Everybody's watching it. It's number one in its time slot. Everybody's talking about it. Social media's going crazy about it. What a great way to do it, right? What a great way to train people in such a nice context and such a nice format. So we're very happy for the way that the show's portrayed us. And
But the difference is that those people that you've trained, you just said they were scared. They had some sort of
They had a lot of experience.
Yeah, they had a lot of experience in terms of doing this. And, you know, and a couple years for Nicole Scherzinger.
But it beats this act beats it out of you.
Daddy Jonas, you know, being a good skater does not... by the way, did Joe Jonas's dad, what did he... I mean, because my mom used to compete in roller skating a long, long time ago. And when she still talks about you guys all the time, when people ask what they should do in Vegas, she brings up your act. Because she's like, you have no idea how, you know, I'm like, Mom, yeah. I get how difficult it is. She's like, but you don't roller skate. You don't know. So, but I would think that Daddy Jonas, who I don't know his
Daddy
name.
Jonas was
that
very
Daddy
proud.
Jonas, that he had, to, when he saw you guys, he had to be even more blown away than those of us who just watch it because he knows technically how difficult it is.
Yeah, every single person who's ever been in a pair of roller skates knows how difficult what we do is because just going in a straight line is an issue. And we're skating on a little table and
yeah,
high
and
speed.
To give us support, we always say to Joe, "Oh, your dad's gonna be so proud of you. Let's just do it."
He's yeah, like, we kept using the dad card too. Like, come on, your dad's watching. Remember that?
Yeah,
and then
he was
so pumped up. It was unreal. Like, I mean, just the way his face was just watching us and. When he voted for us, he ran straight up, and I was surprised too because I was in the middle of the performance.
Yeah,
and we were doing. I was about to do the headbang, and I go, "Well, let's see if he wants to do it now." And I was like in my head thinking, like, "He maybe."
Oh, so you're aware? See, that's
well, yeah, because as we're performing,
you have your changeable break. Yeah.
Well, they don't. No. As we're doing the act, it's live, so they ran up and He ran up right after the first trick, before the headbang or before the next spin, and I'm thinking, "Wow, this guy's got." You know, he's ready to do this.
Yeah.
And it made me think, even in the performance, I was like, he's right up there. And I was like, I was wanted to look, but I was too focused on the act.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it was in the back of my head.
What's the name of that act you said? Headbanger?
Headbanger is, yeah.
That's the one that, where she's...
Yeah, the one that you don't want to headbang. But you call it the headbanger.
But we call it headbanger.
Right. Just to be clear. But you name it the headbanger.
It's that's
a jinx in your action.
It's a contradiction.
It's a contradiction before you start.
We call this one the spin free and hit the audience member. Headbanger. This is the one that called pull your hamstring.
Because of their height, I would have thought that, and I mean, not that I'm throwing my girl under the bus here, but I would have thought that Cheryl Burke would have been more of a natural choice because of the fact she's so short and she's so small that it's like, I'm just thinking if I am going to have some, and she's used to spinning because of ballroom, that I'm thinking like if I have to spin somebody, if I was Joe Jonas, I would have wanted to be spinning around Schoberg.
Well, Joe and Nicole did the Avenue Q act last night. They finished that act and they did such a great job. I felt like they've had through
connection.
That
they have
connection,
a bonded,
bond. And they were kind of dealt with some hard cards with that act to do because it was so like, what do you do with it? And they've actually, everyone's talked about this. They've enhanced that act. That was one of the only acts in the whole season that they've made better.
Yes.
Because
right.
of the singing and the musical
theater.
So they feel so proud of each other right now. And that was right in that moment. And I think that's what Joe thought to himself. You know what? She's been with me in this hard act that we've made better. And now I'm going to try and do this crazy hard act see what we can do.
Because he's not a big, you know, he doesn't appear to be a very muscular.
But he's very strong.
Very strong. Well, he would have to be. And I mean, and Nicole is small, but she's taller than I would have wanted like a little pocket.
That's the thing about the size. I was wondering about how that would work, you know, how you work with people who are unlike
Cheryl's your
size.
Cheryl's more like your body type, you know, very skinny and tiny and strong.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of variations of tricks. Remember, guys, what we do in our acts, only 7 of our combinations, there's about 40 to 50 that I know. So I went through the whole book of combinations and I said, this one will suit Nicole's body with Joe and maybe I'll help out.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah, we went through a lot of different things and we tried to make them comfortable.
And you adapt to Nicole's weight, how to lean and to make it safe and workable. And one more thing about Nicole Schetzinger. So when she said, oh, I want to try this trick, I want this stunt. I'm like, oh my God, you really don't, you're not afraid? Like, I can't believe. Okay, I'm doing this for life. I can't get used to it. She said, no, you know, my ex-boyfriend, we would do some crazy stuff, jumping off the plane, skydiving. And said, you know what could potentially die? She's like, oh yeah? She would just trust and do crazy stuff. And then later on, he would say, we could die.
Wow. So she just is, she's a daredevil.
Yeah,
she just
is.
Wants to
real daredevil.
Yeah.
I guess you have to be. All right, guys. We've got to come to the conclusion of this particular show. Thank you both for coming down. It's Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on NBC. I Can Do That. You're going to see the Skating Erratas in their second appearance on the program. Catch them there and catch them regularly at V, the Ultimate Variety Show, Miracle Mile Shops at Caesars, or at Planet Hollywood. Sorry, David. Planet Hollywood. And one of the great acts and two of the great people in our city. Thanks for coming down. We'll do this again.
Thank you.